Good evening, everyone. Welcome to WILL's Community Cinema Screening and Discussion. I'm Henry Radcliffe, Community Engagement Producer and Community Cinema Series Manager at Illinois Public Media, WILL Radio, TV, and online. All across the country, people in over 100 communities are coming together to watch and discuss tonight's film, Def Jam. Public television is known for our high-quality independent documentaries, and tonight we hope we'll maintain our reputation for bringing cinema out to the community to watch and enjoy, but also engage in meaningful discussion about local connections to the issues in the film. In order to do that, we have a panel to help with tonight's discussion. Alan Thomas, Deaf Services Coordinator and Volunteer Coordinator at PACE, Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment. Susan Draymond Weiss, a visiting lecturer in the Department of Speech and Hearing Science and a member of the Illini Chapter of the Illinois Association of the Deaf. And Jasmine McKinney, a community health student with a double concentration in health education and international health, and a poet representing Speak Cafe. Our moderator for tonight's discussion is Jack Brighton, Director of New Media at Illinois Public Media. And of course, we are grateful for our partners. For this evening's screening, Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, PACE, and Speak Cafe are partners with us. Our regular local partner, the Champaign Public Library, who provides us with this auditorium for our screening, and our national partner, the Independent Television Service, who brings community cinema series to all us public television stations and provides us with quality independent documentaries to air every week on WILL television. One of the themes of the films this season is Women and Girls Lead. Women and Girls Lead is a multi-year public media initiative to focus, educate, and connect citizens worldwide in support of the issues facing women and girls. Combining independent documentary film, television, new media, and global outreach partnerships, Women and Girls Lead amplifies the voices of women and girls acting as leaders, expands understanding of gender equality, and engages an international network of citizens and organizations to act locally and react and reach out globally. For more information, please visit the ITVS website. We will show tonight's film with closed captioning, and our discussion will be signed for the deaf audience members by Bunny Berg. DRES, the Office of Disabilities, Resources, and Educational Services, connected us to Bunny Berg. This evening, Chelsea Wiley will interpret for Alan Thomas and Susan Draymond Weiss. Tonight's discussion will be recorded by Mike Pritchard. And I will start our film now.
Can we have our panelists up here? My name's Jack Brighton from WILL. I'll be moderating this panel, if a panel like this could be moderated. That was a fantastic film. Everybody like that? Boy. Point. So to introduce our panel, we have Alan Thomas. He's Deaf Services Coordinator and Volunteer Coordinator at Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, Inc., or PACE, here in Urbana, Champaign-Urbana. Susan Draymond Weiss, next to Alan. She is a visiting lecturer in the Department of Speech and Hearing Science at the University of Illinois, and she's also with the Illini Chapter of the Illinois Association for the Deaf. And also on our panel, next to Susan, is Jasmine McKinney. She's Speak Cafe contributor, and she's also in community health at the University of Illinois and also health education and international health. Thank you all for being here. And of course, this is Bunny Berg interpreting for the audience and Chelsea Wiley interpreting for our panelists. I'd like to invite your questions because I think we need to have like a broader conversation about this stuff, but maybe just to kick things off, anyone on the panel have any thoughts about this film and the issues that it raises? Love to hear what you thought.
Really, as the deaf community member, I was really impressed. I really felt like deaf people can do it. To express all that poetry, it was really empowering to get all that emotion out, even though they're deaf. And I was really impressed. Wow.
Anyone else?
Hi, Alan. Also wanted to add that you remember ASL as a Gallaudet University, and they have a huge poetry involvement there. And there's a whole class teaching poetry at Gallaudet University to explain how to express those emotions. And it's a really good feeling to know that that's out there.
Great. I guess I found myself feeling jealous that, in fact, you know, English language, as I think someone put it at the end, language that exists in a book, isn't adequate for poetry, that actually ASL is a better language for poetry.
I think when I watched the film, it was more of, I got halfway through it, and then I realized that ASL poetry, you rhyme differently. And then I had to go back to the beginning and watch it over because there's more than one way to rhyme in ASL poetry. For like speaking poetry, the type of poetry that I do, it's like the words just rhyme, but now the hand, the movements can rhyme, and the position of the hands and the facial expressions, and it was so many more dynamics than what I was used to.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. It was so much more emotional. It was really more dramatic storytelling. Alan, did you have something to add?
I just wanted to add, Susan, that it was really emotional, and there's all sorts of different emotions going into it, and it's very hard to translate that into English. It is not English at all. It is very ASL, the movement and the expression. And for a hearing person to translate that, it is very difficult, yes. Hi, Alan. Just want to add that it's a big culture, and there's a lot of language involved in that poetry. If I think back about my experiences, English and ASL are not the same. They're very different. And it's very unique that they can mediate those two languages in this particular poem.
Can I ask how many people here speak ASL? Okay. Do we have... That's quite a few. Thank you. Thank you. Are there others who are signed English speakers? A few signed English, okay. And how many people here do not speak any sign language? Okay. It's a really good representation here. Yeah. I guess I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Anybody have, you know, questions or comments about the film that you'd like to share?
Yes, I have a question. I can stand so everybody can see me. Can you see me over here? Is that all right? Well, my name is Gio. Should I go up front? Or... My name is Gio, and I'm an assistant there in speech and language sciences lab here, and this film.
The students signing, they signed a lot of bad words, a lot of swearing, and people who understand ASL saw that clearly. There was a lot of swearing on the film, but the captions in English, they didn't really put the swear words in. You know, they kind of put asterisks and stuff for that. So I thought that was interesting. It showed the ASL, but it really hid the meaning in English.
Interesting. Yeah. Good observation.
Alan says that it is really interesting to see that it's bleeped out, and it is true. Yes, I noticed that also. And I don't understand that either, actually. I, Susan, just want to add that the captions for hearing are different than they are for sign language. So I think that really hit us as a deaf community, that most of the time on the TV show, they're bleeping things out and doing other things, and the deaf community is like, what's going on? What'd they say? And I realized that those swear words are part of a hearing language, but in the captions, they bleep it out. And it's really interesting. It really impacts me also.
That's true. That's true. A few people in the front row are signing.
Going to say that I think that they were trying to make sure that they could air the program without running into FCC issues with the adult language.
So that's an interesting point. I wonder if the FCC doesn't care about bleeping out the sign language.
Because now language. The earlier version that we were able to watch didn't have the words bleeped. And I was actually concerned that I was going to have to let any of the youth in the audience know that there was adult language being broadcast. But then when I saw this version, I thought, oh, okay, well, they've bleeped out the words. But then I didn't think that you all would be able to read what we couldn't hear.
I want that version. I mean, they couldn't. What would they do? Cover people's hands with a black box, you know?
The F word, you know, F, star, star, star. When that comes in, there's so many different ways to sign that word, and it's interesting to see how that's translated into an English language. And Susan wants to add that it's not necessarily a bad word all the time. Alan says that it's about the concept behind the meaning. Susan says it's true. It's not always a bad word in sign language. It's showing an emotion, showing an expression. Alan agrees.
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent point. Especially poetry, but any language is about expression. And words convey deeply emotional meanings. So when we start to censor language or to argue over what is a proper expression of it, we can quickly get into trouble, especially for poets.
I think that it was also interesting to see that the movie, what the film, I should say, was about ASL poetry and the deaf community, but it was very much so tailored, I feel, to hearing people, because there was a lot of music, and they had beatboxing, and just a lot of things that I felt weren't necessarily necessary.
Do you want to say something about the Speak Cafe and what that's all about?
Okay,
put you on the spot.
Speak Cafe is it's a poetry, an open mic poetry cafe that happens on campus at the U of I campus at the Cranard Art Museum every first Thursday of the month at 6:45 p.m. until 8 p.m., maybe 9 sometimes. And basically it's where people can just come and express themselves. They can come, say their poetry, or in your case, sign your poetry. We've never had an ASL poet, so I think that that'd be awesome if anyone here does poetry and would like to come and share that, because you really don't hear too much about it except for in forums like this, and we're all educated on it, so it's like we need to tell other people that don't know that much about it. But it's just basically an open mic. You can come, you sign your name on the paper, and then they'll call you up to the microphone, and you can say whatever you want to say, whatever your heart desires. There's no filter, there's no censoring, so it's a very open atmosphere for poets.
No bleeping?
No bleeping.
So do we have any ASL poets in the room?
Oh, yeah, Gio says, I am, and Bill.
molten pot with the final result of the two cultures, one poem. When they hit off so well in the end, in the final performance, I thought that was impressive. And what did that say to me? That I need both cultures, not one by itself, but both together, because I'm not hearing, not deaf, not hearing, and I don't fit anywhere, but that really made a big impression on me, that both cultures took out.
Thank you for that
that's
point.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that struck me also the same, you know, very deeply, that here are two people who, I mean, not only don't speak the same spoken language, but, you know, same types of language from completely different cultures, who had never visited each other's homelands and yet were there in the same geographic area, even though they came from different parts of the world. And so that connection was a nice way to conclude the film.
Well, I have another comment. I enjoyed the film quite a bit. At some time, though, when the camera was watching the person signing, and then it cut off from the visual aspect of watching the poem, and it just had the captions. And I really wanted them to show the ASL all the way through, and it didn't fit for us. The camera needed to be on the person while they were signing the whole time, I felt.
I agree, Sis Allen. I agree.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Is this sort of typical of films that treat sign language? I mean, I don't want to put it in the same box as all other films that deal with sign language, but is this a common thing that when, you know, filmmakers or television shows or whoever tries to do something to, you know, show deaf culture or sign language, it sort of gets done in a way that isn't really representative or doesn't really reveal what it should? What do you all think?
Yes. Yeah.
Really,
so
the deaf community has their own language. ASL is the first language, and second is English. So we always have to think about growing up in a school for the deaf or whatever it may be, that our language is often oppressed, but inside we have that ASL.
The film mentioned that until the 60s, sign language was not even allowed in schools. It almost reminds me of the tribal schools where, you know, Indians weren't allowed to use their own languages. And then in the 60s, how, you know, there began to be some places where sign language was taught or it was allowed in the educational institutions, but yet 52% of deaf people today are taught speech only, according to the film. Does that sound right?
I disagree. I don't know if that's accurate.
I thought that's
Susan
what I caught.
Susan wants to say maybe that's a New York stat.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, it's, if you look at other states, they focus on sign language. Maybe that's a statistic based on New York or in their particular school. But maybe that's a New York stat altogether.
Okay. Good to know. Here in Champaign-Urbana, I know there are several really good programs for teaching sign language. I was talking with a young man I know from other contexts who is studying ASL at one of the local high schools, yes? Yeah.
At Judah,
yeah. Very good. Are there other hearing people here who are studying sign language or have a deep connection there? Yeah, quite a few.
I think there's only the one high school that's teaching sign language. That's Judah. So U of I right now has 11 different sign language classes. Parkland has 3. It's a wonderful, it's really a growing language right now. And it's great to encourage people to learn that language. It's wonderful.
And in those places, like in Judah, is it considered, what is it? Is it like part of the language program? Can you speak to that?
At Judah, they do teach sign language for 4 years as an elective. They teach sign language for 4 years, but it's as an elective. And actually, I think that's kind of interesting because instead of it being treated as a foreign language, which counts towards credits for graduation, it's treated as an elective where Mrs. Munns has to teach it on her lunch break. So, you know, we love her.
Well, Patience has a marvelous teacher, Alan Thomas, who teaches Greek.
Thanks.
Yeah. Alan, can you talk a little bit about that and what kind of services are available at PACE?
Yes, I can definitely do that. I do teach an ASL class at PACE, and it's more of an adult education. It's not for credit. It's not a class. It's not, you know, if you want to become an interpreter, you have to go to the University of Illinois for a credit class. But it's a very basic communication. We go through the process very slowly, and you pick it up. And it's really good for, you know, if you want to maybe enter the field.
Great. Other questions and comments are welcome. If you have thoughts about the film or any of the topics that we've been talking about or anything else that the film touched upon.
I have a question.
Yes.
In the film, there was a scene where Aneta was speaking to Tahani, is that how you say her name?
Tahani?
Tahani. And the interpreter, she said that this is one of the poems that you heard me say. And the interpreter said, no, she didn't hear you say that. And then Tahani said, oh, I'm sorry. And I just wanted to know is it offensive to speak about a deaf person hearing at all? I just wasn't sure why she said no, like she didn't hear you say that.
Someone in the back?
Go on, stand up. She said it depends on the person.
Oh,
can you say that again, sir?
Yeah. I'm just as happy to have a blind friend say to me, I'm glad to see you, as I am to say I'm glad to see him. Does anybody know?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. We have a very famous personality, Tecumseh, who amalgamated most of the Western Indian tribes at a time when none of them were speaking any common language. And was that done through a form of sign language, or does no one really know?
I certainly don't know.
There was one other scene in the movie where a hearing person shout out to the people backstage, something like, give me your attention, but people need to look at her to get their attention and not just do verbal. So that's an inductive assume that all people can hear. May I have your attention, please? You need to get the eye attention first.
One part of the film really kind of impressed me a little bit. First, they went to the final performance with the only deaf person with all the other hearing people when they went to that jam. And she decided to have an interpreter for her. One girl decided to have her interpreter, the other one didn't. So she had the voice off for that.
Susan says it doesn't matter. The concept about was the exposure
right,
to the sign
right.
language. It's not about, you know, voice on, voice off, signing or speaking. It's about looking at the sign language. And you noticed all the people were just like, whoa, that's so cool. And the whole audience, people were just looking at her. And, you know, the final one, they did have the interpreter, and I thought that was appropriate. But for that semifinal, it was great.
And it's sad to think that deaf people sat in the back. Did you notice that the deaf people were sitting in the back of the theater? I don't know.
Yeah.
Good call there. Other points about the film or any thoughts about the topics addressed in the film? I sort of was, I guess, not surprised, but, you know, during the first poetry slam or jam, which was it, the hearing people weren't expecting to have deaf poetry, I don't think. But their response was very enthusiastic. And that was nice to see.
Why is it that Gallaudet won't just accept deaf people who are not, who are immigrants, citizenship?
Yeah.
It has to do with your immigration card. If you don't have a green card and you're, you know, not considered a statut, you know, a citizen, you can't go. I went to Gallaudet before, and you know, some people do have the green card and they're in there, and they can apply, of course, but they will be accepted if they go through the process. But you have to have that green card to get into that particular school. Alan agrees. I also noticed that there were a lot of people who are, you know, kind of thinking about all these different things. It's like, you know, you're chewing the gum. And I thought it was interesting how everybody's, you know, thinking about it. And I noticed you're all kind of chewing on your teeth out there in the audience. And you're like, huh, that's interesting. That's not interesting. And you all have all these different feelings and emotions. I'm just, you know, it is really cool. And I'm wondering why in the world nobody's saying anything.
Susan she's very good, you know, she does ASL studies. She's done this for a very long time, and her deaf skills are very good in that way, and she's good about studying the world, and her English, she really has many more skills than I do in terms of translating ASL to English or English to ASL or understanding how the two languages come together.
Susan says, thank you.
And there is quite a large difference between ASL and Sign English, yes. Can you say something about, I know this sounds like a dumb question, but I specialize in dumb questions. I'm a journalist. You have to go with your strength, right? Can you talk about the differences between ASL and Sign English?
Yes, I can do that. ASL is a visual language. It uses facial expression and grammatical structure all over your body. It has its own grammatical rules, totally different from English. English is one thing and sign language is another. Susan says she agrees with Alan. And signed English is explaining words in sign language. There's not a lot of facial expression. ASL is a lot of facial expression. You notice that in the film. It gives you a better picture of what's going on versus sign English, which is word, 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 no expression.
It seems to me that a hearing poet would be a better poet if they incorporated ASL.
That's right, yeah.
Can see a lot more if you understand ASL. You can, like they were saying, it rhymed in four different ways. You can see so much more, and I'm trying not to speak. That's what I was telling them. I'm trying not to say anything and letting the other folks say something because I'm so moved by the film. And also, people know me. I'm trying to. I'm so moved by the film, and also so moved that two of my teachers are up there, and I'm trying hard to increase my ASL skills, but I can actually tell that I have, just looking at my teachers, but also looking at the film, because of how much I understood and how moved I am by the film, and how much I understood and how much I could take in, but how much this experience alone is giving me and being in the community is just amazing. So I'll stop.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment, if I could.
I just wanted to add.
I think it's important that this is a nice introduction to the cooperation between with cultures, how we sometimes are living in our separate worlds, and it's important to embrace our differences and to understand that inclusion of everyone for all possible ways of communicating is really central to what we do here as being human. It's a much deeper rooted foundation than we normally have on a day-to-day basis sometimes. And so I think this is an opportunity for us to realize that any collaboration that we can do with people who do have differences in culture, communication styles, any other thing, how they can work together to create things of beauty and wonder that we can all grow and appreciate. I think that there are just an incredible range of people here with, I just want to thank everybody for being here, because it is important to spread this idea as well. So don't leave here just saying, oh, I got this one thing from it, but spread the news, and maybe we can create our own small movement out of this.
Thanks.
I just wanted to add, it's really important for everyone to understand that deaf community, you can be involved into it. They pick up sign language fast, and their culture is different from a hearing culture. You can study and learn ASL, and you can go through the process, but you really need to be involved in that deaf community for a hands-on experience. Susan says that she noticed when there are people teaching, you get it better through your eyes than you do with your hands. So if there's a hearing person talking, they, stand up and say that, and their facial expression may not match what's going on. So a deaf person teaching a sign language class notices that different sign language. It's harder to learn sign language if you're based on a hearing culture. Does that make sense?
And the last thing that I just wanted to say is, I've learned it from teachers, and I've learned it from people in this room, actually, in the community. How important preserving the deaf culture is and the community. But watching the film really made me really hit home so much. And I hear that. I've heard that from Susan. I've heard it from Alan. I've heard it from individuals in this room. But it really hit home that we, as those of us who are hearing in this room, people tell us that, and it's really a separate culture. It is, but it's so important to let folks in their own communities and cultures continue that and to preserve that. And we need to honor that in that same vein. So,
thank you. I was struck by the statement. I forget the name of the person. I'm trying to find it in my notes, but the statement was something like, language is what makes a culture. So to preserve the culture, you have to preserve the language. That's paraphrasing, and I'm sure. But I'm not a beat poet. Another thing that struck me very much was that Annetta, early in the film, talked about how she'd like to travel. She wants to see the world and meet all kinds of different people, but felt that she couldn't because she couldn't communicate with people around the world. And I wonder if that's a common feeling among, in deaf culture, that there is this gap that is very, very difficult to bridge. Yes.
Connected to your comment, often there's a common problem in the deaf community because many people feel oppressed from the hearing culture and people, and they feel pressure to believe or think about themselves as disabled, and we really don't think of ourselves as disabled. This is we are out in the world. We can go places. You know, we do. We're just like other people. We fail. We have successes, and so this is common across all cultures. And so language is the difference between us, but we find a way to communicate.
That's right. That's right.
Stay there, she tells me. Also, many hearing people assume that the languages are the same all over the world. Sign languages are not the same all over the world. So, if I go to Italy, when I go to Italy, the sign language there is totally different. There may be some similarities, but basically they're different languages. And so we have to kind of work together to figure out how to communicate. As deaf people, it's the same. So,
great point. To your point about, you know, deaf people being, you know, having a disability, I was struck by the identification cards that the students had that said on them disabled. And I hadn't seen that, but you know, it seems like, wow, you know, even like the official, you know, system that issues identification cards, you know, regards it like a disability. Other thoughts or comments?
I know as deaf people, we do not like to be called disabled. But when you look at the majority of the hearing culture, you know, the bus people issue that pass and they put right on they're disabled. I'm not going to go in and argue. I'm going to, you know, say, yes, I'm deaf and just, you know, go with the flow. And I say, yeah, I guess all the hearing people think I'm disabled. I'm not going to, you know, go around the whole time. But we are not disabled.
Well, I have to say that.
I mean, it's a communication barrier. That's it. Yeah. I can drive a car just the same as anybody else. I can ride the bus. I can work. I can do everything the same as a hearing person. The only thing I can't do is hear. I mean, deaf music, right? You all listen to music, right? You feel the vibrations, right? You can feel it's the same as a hearing person.
Yeah.
We can drive a car. We can listen to music.
I agree.
Well, for what it's worth, after seeing Aneta Brodsky do her poetry, as a hearing person, I feel disabled. Well, we're really near the end of our time. Do we have any other comments or observations about any of this? I'd love to keep this conversation going. Go ahead, Ellen.
I just want to add one more thing. ASL Films will be showing a film, and it's called Versa Effect. And that'll be at the Windsor Road Christian Church, and it's a full sign language film. There will be captions, and that's happening on October 9th at 2 o'clock. And there will be some deaf actor there, and there's some advertising in the back there, but it's a completely American sign language film. And I think it's really great exposure after this for both deaf people and hearing people to develop those relationships. And, you know, Susan says they will have some great experience reading captions with your eyes like we have to do all the time, and it'll make your eyes nice and strong, and you can give your ears a rest, right?
Jeanette says that it's not free, though. You have to buy a ticket.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And Jasmine, when's the Speak Cafe again? You want to just...
If you are interested, you can talk to either one of us after the panel.
It's Thursday, October 6th at 6:45 p.m.
Is that monthly?
Yes, once a month, the first Thursday of every month.
First Thursday.
Except for when the university is on breaks.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for all being here. Really appreciate filling the room. It's been fantastic, and hope you can make it again next month. And thanks to our panel.
I had a couple of other things that I wanted to say just before everyone left. I had two more things that I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of. When I sent out the advertisement for this evening, I put the incorrect time for this program to air on WILL. Def Jam will be on WILL television on Friday, November 4th at 10 p.m. All of the information I sent out earlier said 9 p.m., and that is incorrect. It will be 10 p.m. Friday, November 4th. Also, as Jasmine was saying, this Thursday will be the next Speak Cafe at the Palette Cafe in the Krannert Art Museum on campus. And again, I would like to thank everyone for coming out, and have a good evening.